Hello children, this is class 7, subject biology, and the topic is photosynthesis part 1. Photo means light, synthesis means to combine. Look at the diagram on the left hand side. All living things need energy to live, and this energy comes from food. Plants take water from the soil through their veins, which are called xylem. The water goes to the leaves. The leaves take carbon dioxide from the air into the plant. The carbon dioxide mixes with the water. Energy from the sun helps this process, and this results in the formation of glucose, which is a plant food. So the definition of photosynthesis is, it is a process by which green plants make their own food with the help of carbon dioxide, water, and chlorophyll in the presence of sunlight. The chemical equation for photosynthesis is 6 molecules of carbon dioxide reacts with 12 molecules of water in the presence of sunlight and chlorophyll to form 1 molecule of glucose, 6 molecules of water, and 6 molecules of oxygen. Stomata. Stomata are the microscopic opening on the surfaces of plant leaves that allow for the easy passage of water vapors, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. Stomata means mouth in the Greek language. Structure of stomata. Look at the diagram again. Each stoma has 2 bean-shaped guard cells. They have inner thick walls and their outer walls are thin. When the guard cells are full of water, that is, they are turgid, they swell and bulge outwards and the stoma opens. When the guard cells lose water, that is, they become flaccid, they lose their turgidity and stoma closes. Functions of stomata. Number 1, exchange of gases, and number 2 is transpiration. Mechanism of opening and closing of stomata. The opening and closing of stomata is regulated by turgidity of guard cells. The stomata are open when the guard cells are turgid. On losing the turgidity in guard cells, the stomata are closed. The first diagram shows stoma closed and the second one shows stoma is open. Let's do the activity to show that carbon dioxide is necessary for photosynthesis. Requirements: 2 similar potted plants, 2 bell jars, watch glass, sodium hydroxide, sodium bicarbonate, corks, delivery tube. Procedure: take 2 similar potted plants and keep them in a dark room for 3 days to destarch them. Cover them with bell jars and label as A and B. Keep sodium bicarbonate, which produces carbon dioxide, in setup A, and sodium hydroxide, which absorbs carbon dioxide, in setup B. That means setup A has carbon dioxide and setup B does not have carbon dioxide. Use Vaseline to seal the bottom of the jars and keep in sunlight for at least 6 hours. Perform the starch test on both the plants. Observation: the leaf of plant B remains colorless, showing the absence of starch, but the leaf of plant A turns blue-black, showing the presence of starch. So the inference is, since the carbon dioxide was absorbed by sodium hydroxide in the case of plant B, therefore photosynthesis does not occur and there is no positive starch test. The normal photosynthesis process takes place in plant A in the presence of carbon dioxide. This means that carbon dioxide is necessary for photosynthesis. Thank you, children.